Maybe you have wandered up to the fourth floor in search of a peaceful spot to study in the little nook after the bridge. Maybe you have walked up for history in the big classroom. Or maybe it's a spot you go for support from a Center for Teaching and Learning. The Center for Teaching and Learning, CLT, is available for all students with documented learning disabilities or concussions, which in turn prevent them from accessing materials the same way other students do, Emily King said. King is the administrative assistant for CLT, a space that provides support for students in all divisions and plays a vital role in academic support for learning differences as students navigate their personal road for success. Students often have subject-specific learning disabilities, but we also have students who have a diagnosis of, for example, ADHD, that's going to impact their organization and time management skills, upper school counselor Heidi Lohman said. Counseling and CLT frequently overlap and work closely together. Students diagnosed with anxiety or depression may already be receiving support through a learning plan because of mental health challenges. When a learning obstacle is observed, the school looks at the student's past history and talks to teachers and families to see if they also notice some common behaviors inside and outside the classroom. Learning disabilities, barriers to learning, or ways of processing learning can look really different for every individual, Lohman said. So it's really a team that comes together. CLT may refer the family for an outside evaluation for a professional diagnosis. Once official documentation is on file, CLT can start working with the family to construct a learning plan. One component of this may be tutoring. If so, CLT pairs students with one of CLT's 6 coaching staff. Sessions are usually integrated to become part of the student's daily schedule, either before, after school, or during a free period. And students typically schedule 2 sessions per 6-day school cycle. These sessions are not covered by tuition. However, students can request funding from the financial aid office. Junior June Dalton sees a tutor through CLT. I started tutoring last year when my biology grades were very low. I get there right after class with my folder and go through whatever I'm confused with. Because Dalton is a visual learner, the tutor gives them drawings and diagrams to help them process learning goals. I've tried to get tutors from outside of school, but they haven't really helped me, Dalton said, because SP has more specific expectations for homework such as lab write-ups that we need to touch on. CLT's coaching team is made up mostly of past alumni or retired teachers who can better prepare students for school success. Dalton's coach, Alex Petronio, specialized in biochem. Being diagnosed with ADHD, it's harder for Dalton to get work done in class because it's harder for her to stay focused. When I was in class, it was basically me keeping myself entertained for 1 hour and 15 minutes. I would take notes, I would doodle, but I would not be focusing at all, she said. One-on-one tutoring allows Dalton to absorb more information. I'm also just really scared of asking dumb questions in class, she said, because I feel like everyone knows this, but I'm not going to sound dumb to a tutor because it's their job to help me. Dalton says she learned about the program through a friend's friend. I trust the CLT a fair amount because they gave my parents recommendations, and it works out. It's definitely better than a lot of other schools, they said. For students facing academic challenges not tied to documented learning differences, but related to stress or mental health, they can seek support from the counseling office. We work individually with students and identify where there's lack of skill and we'll help them build up that skill set, Lohman said. We provide the tools and empower them to self-organize and foster confidence and comfort in expressing themselves in their classes.